Hello, everyone. This is your Enchantrix Tease Mistress Brighton. And today I want to talk to you about a particular fetish I have, and a particular fantasy that involves coerced orgasms. I was talking to a friend and fellow mistress about stimulation, overstimulation kink, and coerced orgasms, and she has her own particular fantasy that involves it being done to her, but my fantasy involves sissies. It's not exclusive to sissies. I will try this with a crossdresser. I will try this with a submissive male. But basically, I have a little bit of a different spin when it comes to punishment and being dominant and basically subjugating a sissy or a submissive male to be obedient. And instead of denying them the orgasm, like, okay, you want to come so badly? I'm going to let you come. You're not allowed to stop. You have to keep coming. Now, some guys might be thinking, oh, yes, I get to come, woohoo. But humor me for a minute. Just imagine that you are out in public having these intense anal orgasms, G-spot orgasms, and you can't stop coming, sissy clit orgasms all at the same time. And instead of it just being over, you know, just one time and you get to recover, no, you just keep coming over and over and over. Imagine how distracting that would be, number one. Especially if you're out in public. Imagine how humiliating that would be if you're out with your mistress and with a click of a button, she just turns on your little stimulator device there and you just start climaxing in the middle of Macy's, in the middle of Carvel, at a concert, at church. I have been asked before if I am a bit of a sadist, or if I am completely fucking insane. The answer is yes to both. When it comes to sissies especially, I like dominating sissies. I like humiliating them. I am not a nurturing sissy mistress. Like, if you're looking for a nurturing, mothering type of mistress, I'm not your fucking mommy. I want to make you scream. I want to make you yell my name. I want to make you beg for fucking mercy. I'm not here to pat you on the fucking head. I'm here to make you come over and over and over again until you beg me to stop. And that's what I want. I want you to beg me to stop. Instead of the opposite, which is denial, where you're begging to be allowed to come, I want you to beg me to fucking stop. Like, please, mistress, I cannot take anymore. Please turn it off. Please let me stop coming. So, I want you guys to weigh in on this. How do you feel about that? About coerced orgasms and not being able to stop coming? You know, you're just walking around having orgasms. Well, you might not even be walking, because if you're having intense orgasms and you've got something up your ass at the same time, you might be falling into a puddle of your own juices, which you will have to clean up, by the way, because just because I'm making you come doesn't mean that you are exempt from cleaning up your goddamn mess. So just keep that in mind. I want to hear from you. Leave me a comment on my blog at enchantrixtease.com. And if you think you can handle coerced orgasms and non-stop stroking and coming, or the Hitachi wand or the strap-on from hell, go ahead and read the blog and then give me a call, 1-800-601-6975, and ask for Brighton. Talk soon.